The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, Psalm 118:22. These words, first written by the ancient songwriter and then later applied to Jesus, can also apply to us. Not everyone grows up in a positive, nurturing environment. Some of us have been told that we're not smart enough, talented enough, or attractive enough to achieve our goals. Some of us carry with us the weight of our past, the spiritual and emotional injuries, and perhaps the pain of shame and regret for the wrongs we ourselves have committed and the opportunities we have missed. Larger society and the world around us can be quick to write people off, to throw them away, to reject them. But we must not do that to each other, and we certainly must never do that to ourselves. It's time for us to reject rejection. No matter where we are, where we've been, or what we've done, there's no limit to what we can be, what we can become, what we can contribute. All of us can leave behind a positive legacy starting today. No matter how many times you've been rejected, your life can become the cornerstone of something special. I'm Horace McMillan. Peace be with you.